So, I mean, they're good questions. So put them together. You know, we'll try to organize them because clearly they're looking for a letter. I hear some people are being supportive. Some people are hesitant because we want to make sure the fishermen are protected, the views are protected. We are limited in how much we can set limits, I guess I'll say. You know, that they have a right to do the project, and I would much rather coordinate and work with them to see if we can get this done. So put your questions together. You know, Matthew, that's a great question. How are they going to handle if it's 80 feet and it's a 200-foot boat? You know, how is that going to maneuver in? The fishermen, you know, another good question on what's going to happen, the view. So we will, I think those are all reasonable. Put them in writing, you know, send them to me and Matt, and then what we'll do is we'll make sure that they get them and they get back to us. And we will not send a letter as a unit until we get the answers that we're looking for. Well, and it sounds like they're going to council January.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they would like the letter of support before they go to council. So they will be willing to answer these questions.
Okay. And with the holiday season, it really pushes us against a wall. Because we've only been involved in the project since November. So
we could give a, you know, a letter and a recommendation and just highlight the concerns and all the concerns.
Okay. Yep, because it's set, because what we can do is two separate letters. One is for their grant purposes. They need a letter for the grant to say that we approve and we agree. The second is a letter to council that says, you know, as a whole, we like the project, we support it, but the concerns are fishing, view, and, you know, the ability to maneuver those size yachts. So we can do that. So no objection to me putting a letter together like that before the next January City Council meeting. Okay, which is different than a letter of support for the grant monies. Okay, we'll do that.
What's the date in January for the City Council? It's early, isn't it?
Council's January 8th.
Three is agenda 8. Yeah.
This will probably be a workshop by itself.
So yeah, I would think.
More like the 11th or after. So it'll be probably later in January.
Okay. So get your questions out for the grant letter. And then we have the concerns for the letter that will go to council.
Do we also need to incorporate a request that restroom, shower facility, so on and so forth, need to be incorporated into
this?
They
are planning on taking the gazebo and making that into kind of a boathouse, shower house, but that's not for public use.
That's not for public use,
no.
Though.
Oh, no.
So
I think she might be talking about it, the landing.
Yeah, if we move the building over here, we're certainly going to need to build a bathroom facility for the general public to use the here. But at any rate, you know, we would have to probably expand on, you know, I don't know, don't move the building and leave it here. But if we build that dock, then you're going to have to put a bathroom over here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And I think there needs to be one that's available to the public at the south end. On this, you know, we've got kind of like outhouses down there now near their gazebo.
Oh,
That is separate from Yachting Solutions.
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing to do with Yachting Solutions. That does have to do with the city. And at this point, We are having some discussions about a possible flush bathroom at Sandy Beach, but again, we're looking at money
that we don't have.
But the outhouses are a better option than not having them. I absolutely hate them. But when we took them out for a year, did you almost take them out for a year, Tom? Remember one season? You just need to have. Remember
that? Yeah, I remember that.
And they said Louise will be very upset. She was.
Well, the sewer used to run out on the beach down there.
Yeah,
that's all cleaned up.
What are the questions about? We're talking about just moving the building back. That if this building.
What's that?
Yes,
The question whether this building was structurally able to be, even just to move it.
So, you know, after that meeting, I actually got a quote from a guy to move it, and I asked him those questions. I was like, you know, it's a house that Jack built with so many different add-ons over the years, and he said it's not an issue. They just put...
So we're pretty certain it can be moved over to the other.
Yeah, it's pretty confident you can move it anywhere you want.
Yeah.
At the same, would be basically the same price?
Well, it wouldn't be the same, but the price difference wouldn't be considerable at all. Really, because the majority of the cost is the lifting and the foundation.
Getting it on wheels.
You know, getting it on wheels is not...
I guess I'm not understanding the rationale for moving the building over. The majority of the boats that you will be servicing, other than the cruise ships, the majority of the boats that you're servicing, people that need laundry facilities, all that jazz, they're still coming to this public pier.
Yeah.
So I don't...
We don't have to move the building.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see the point of that, really.
But at some point, we will have to move the building to get it out of the floodplain.
We're in the floodplain.
I understand that.
This is long-term talks.
Yeah.
It really was talks of putting an observation deck on the top, putting retail shops in it, along the Harbor Masters building and the Yacht Club. And so it's more of a, you know...
Whose conversation was that? What was that conversation?
Oh, that was just
Yachting Solutions.
Well, that was just being tossed around when we were meeting. You know, everybody was just like, oh, this, mm-hmm. and then, you know, reality sets in and who's going to pay for it.
Yeah, and I guess that's another thing. Like,